mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe it's already Thursday, the fourth day of November 2004. Lord Bush, of course, has had several victory speeches. He was giving another one in a press conference today when they informed him about 10 minutes ago that Yasser Arafat just died. Yasser Arafat is dead. And Bush said that he was praying for Yasser Arafat's soul and wished mercy on it. And obviously, Yasser Arafat has been a double agent of the New World Order for a long, long time. And I have to tell you, I'm not going to bemoan that death. He had a long, fruitful life for the globalist and playing the part of a double agent against the Palestinian people. And has been a good Bilderberg Group minion, and he's dead now. It's going to happen to all of us, and Yasser Arafat is dead. Okay, massive election fraud news now 2 days out from the election coming out, and John Kerry didn't challenge it. We'll be discussing that. Plus, upwards of 40 U.S. troops died over the weekend. And we'd gotten reports that the Pentagon wasn't going to launch any big offensives until after the election. And that's happened in several Iraqi cities, including Fallujah today. Huge bombardments taking place there. So we'll be covering that. But I want to give you a chance to chime in about the election, about all the different events in the world. So as soon as we come out of the next break, I'm going to kind of hit a smattering of some of the news headlines we'll be covering, tell you about the guests we've got coming up today, and then we're going to go straight to your phone calls. I mean, 5 minutes from now, we're going to be going to your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And if you're listening to myself and George Norrie last night, it was a pretty dynamic broadcast. Didn't have a chance to get in or have your question or comment heard, and now you're tuning into this broadcast, because George Norrie continues to plug this show, which is very gracious, and you're tuning in for the first time, and you have a question or a comment about the Illuminati, about the New World Order, about the Skull and Bones Organization, about the staged election of 2004, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Also have a big stack of emails I'm going to read some of here coming up as well. And, of course, the website's freshly updated multiple times daily for you. Three different webmasters working on them. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, two separate websites, two separate webmasters, a lot of different news on both sides. Then another webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And then kind of like our greatest hits website, some of the most incredible things we reported on and covered is at JonesReport.com, a site I never really promote. That's there as well. Why do we have so many sites? Different webmasters, different news, different information, different servers giving us versatility in the information war, more capital ships that we have launched in the fight. And a capital ship is a battleship, an aircraft carrier, a larger frigate, dreadnoughts, to use the German term, in the fight against the New World Order. More information warfare platforms. 1-800-259-9231. We'll come back, hit some of the top news that's coming up, then straight to your calls. So load them up, hit them out, move them out. We'll be right back after this quick break, and I got pretty jacked up after that broadcast, so I didn't go to sleep till about 6 a.m., so I've had about 2 hours sleep. I'm feeling real good, so look out.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I hadn't had Dr. Dennis Cuddy on in about 6 months, then I had him on Monday. He's an expert on the globalist architecture of control and their history. So I thought, why not have him back up for post-election analysis and to get in to some of the roots of our ruling establishment, our ruling Luciferian psychopathic establishment. So he'll be joining us in the second hour. We're going to have totally wide-open phones throughout the full 3 hours. That is the next hour and 51 minutes. And again, we're into the second segment now. This broadcast goes out on the AM and FM dial. From Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California. Simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210. And, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. You can listen there as well. And, by the way, they've kicked up some of the bit rates on the audio streams on the net now. But you've got to go to GCNLive.com and find the right streams that are a higher bit rate for listeners now. But a side issue, I just learned of this, so I'll be finding the best links and putting those on InfoWars.com the next day or so. But we've been, busier than a one-legged man in a you-know-what contest with this election and doing coast-to-coast AM. Two nights in a row, I'm running on about 5-6 hours sleep in the last 2 days. But I feel good because I've gotten over my initial anger at the results of the election. You're going, what, you were for Kerry? No, I mean, I'd be just as upset if it was Kerry. No matter who wins, we lose. And their policies were almost identical. And then I was just listening to Bush's press conference that I believe is still ongoing. It was going on a few minutes ago when this broadcast started, and Yasser Arafat has died, and he was talking about that and how sad he was. And then he was going on into, well, it's going to be tough for him to get his agenda through, even though, you know, he's got control of everything. And, oh, they're really going to cut the budget in half, and they're going to do all this. And one thing he did say was true, though, is that you cut taxes, it actually creates more revenue into the Treasury. I do believe in that. How does that work? Well, it just generates more in the economy and makes the economy heat up to at least a above sub-zero level, and actually more money comes in. But the government doesn't want that. They want control. The taxation is about control. The globalist families actually own the printing presses that print the money. It isn't about making money. It's about expanding control and power. And Bush's tax cuts for the middle class are quite small. For the ultra-rich and the elite, they're quite large. And that's been the problem. Those tax cuts should be across the board and applicable to all. And the cuts do not jive with the massive increases in spending, even with the increase in revenue because of tax cuts. For those who don't understand this, Kennedy cut taxes by 50%. Forget, you know, 5% like Bush did for the general public. 50% and revenues didn't double. They almost tripled. And that's just a historical fact, but I don't want to, you know, that's why over the years I've been what you'd call a conservative. But am I the type of conservative that wants a national ID card? Am I the type of conservative that wants wide open borders, that wants to sign on to UNESCO and the UN, that wants to sign assault weapons bans? No, if that's what you call a conservative, you got problems. In fact, I posted an article yesterday that I wrote real quick about, you know, all these beady-eyed neoconservatives celebrating the Bush victory, and, oh, you know, the conservatives won, and then I pointed out how Bush has doubled the growth rate of government, what it was under Clinton, and all the loss of liberties that are happening, and how the Democrats and Republicans are all on the same team together. And I got a few mean emails going, Bush rules, ha-ha, you're just mad, liberal. Okay, well, just look at your children and grandchildren and kiss their future goodbye because you're caught in the fake left-right paradigm. That goes for the Democrats, too, that thought Kerry would save us. You know, Kerry will end the war, Alex. Kerry, you know, Kerry will do something about the Patriot Act. Oh, yeah, he wants the new Super Patriot Act. He wants the new national ID card, says he'll vote for it, did vote for it in the Senate. He's for expanding the war. He's for all of this. So I'm tired of hearing it. What I'm frustrated about is people looking at this staged event and thinking they've got a choice. You're like, well, then what do we do? You get outside the box. You get involved locally. You start waking up to really how bad things are before you can set about fixing it. All right, let's go straight to the calls as promised. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
First time I get to hear you live. I'm sick in bed from work today, so it's my first time I actually get to hear you live.
Well, I'm sad to hear you're not feeling well.
Well, I'll be better. It's you've heard of gout, and it's in the knee. Boy. Yeah. Two issues I'd like to bring up. You just mentioned that 40 U.S. troops over the weekend have been killed, and you know the thing, I saw a report on 60 Minutes this past weekend. And this Oregon National Guard unit has not been given enough ammunition. They've been not given enough armor. You know, we were told we were going to go in there with all this equipment. We wouldn't have any problem, you know. We're approaching close to 1,200 dead now. And my question is, how much worse is it going to get over there before, you know, the military says the hell with this? You know, do you ever think there would be mutiny if this keeps up, it keeps up? That's the first issue I want to bring up.
Yeah, I think it'll keep up until it's 58,000, just like Vietnam, because the war was designed not to be won, but to keep the crisis going so they can have more weapon sales and more Halliburton profits. The Army, the generals, Secretary White told Bush, you'll need 400,000 troops. You've got to, in the first week, get the lights and the power on, because it takes, you know, just 3 days for it to go from rose petals to bullets. And even Shiites that were throwing roses at us are now throwing hand grenades and RPGs at us, and these improvised munitions, these mines, and our troops are driving around literally with plywood for body armor, and families are having to mail most of their Marines and Army soldiers that are in their families body armor from the police supply shops and night vision. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're even mailing them new M16 barrels.
That's incredible.
Now, oh, but don't worry. There's plenty of profit for all of these boondoggle super weapons.
Oh, yeah. And the second issue I'd like to bring up, sir, is I proudly voted for Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate.
Yes.
And you know what I'm so frustrated about, Alex, is I looked at CBS, ABC, NBC, and not one figure showed Michael the vote. They didn't even tell his vote. It's incredible. He has to put this on the ballot.
Well, this was brought up last night on Coast to Coast, and I checked it out. The Texas Railroad Commissioner, Libertarian, got about 5-6 times the votes that he did. That's impossible. So the railroad guy gets more votes than a presidential candidate who was on the ballot. So there's lots of vote manipulations going on. In five House races in Texas, the Republicans all got the exact same amount of votes. And that's just in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got literally hundreds of news articles on the websites and links to hundreds of others. A patent election fraud going on, predominantly by the Republicans. When it's electronic voting machine, it's mainly Republicans. When it's on the ground, double counting, double registering, illegals voting, dead people voting, cartoon characters voting, it's Democrats.
Oh, man.
But systematic election fraud at the source by the government, clearly John Kerry, from what I've seen, was the winner, but he didn't notice, he didn't contest it, because it's staged. Thanks for the call.
Yes, and one more. David Icke in Britain?
Yes.
He's your counterpart over there. He's doing a good job, too.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think David Icke does some good things. I don't totally agree with some of the more esoteric stuff he covers. I just stick to the things I can prove. John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. John just hung up, just as I went to him. DJ in Illinois. DJ, go ahead.
Morning.
Hello.
I kind of wanted to ask you something. I heard part of the Coast to Coast last night. Couldn't stay awake for the rest of it. I don't know how you do it. But anyway, I had heard on one of your broadcasts the comment you made, and before I ask you about that, I would like to tell you that there are a lot of people that I come across that are families of soldiers. We also have more than one soldier in this family. And anyway, I have said many a time to people that opening up the draft or reopening the draft would be literally like, for an analogy, I was using opening a blood bank up to Dracula. And then I hear on your broadcast you saying that both of these creeps are descendants of Vlad the Impaler, I believe.
Yeah, that's...
Where did you find that?
That's MSNBC, and it's also on the big Royal Burks peerage that tracks all of this. You see, Vlad the Impaler held back the Arabs there in Transylvania, what is Transylvania today, but his kingdom was going into Hungary and other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And he did enjoy torture, he did enjoy killing, he was very bloodthirsty, hence Vlad the Impaler. And so his royal bloodline then helped found the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, which is the real name of the Windsors, which are...
Well, that is true, then.
Yes, it's MSNBC. Now,
that
came out about 3 weeks ago. The only person I ever heard say that other than MSNBC and a now Burke's peerage was the author of Bloodlines Illuminati. Fritz Springmeier said that that their bloodlines went back to this. And, yes, it's truth is stranger than fiction.
It, no joke. Anyway, also, how on earth can...
Oh, I want to add this. Kerry, you had a mustache. We even did this. He looks like the self-portraits of Vlad the Impaler. There's a very strong resemblance.
No idea.
I'm not kidding.
I need to ask you how... The area here, a lot of people do not have internet access. How on earth can they find out or hear your broadcast or find out this information? Because we have a lot of people who have lost their jobs.
Sure. Let me talk about it when we get back. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. More of your calls, more news. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
True. I mean, the dynasty that runs America and the planet goes back to the medieval bloodthirsty kings. And they cut their teeth on torture and abuse and war and domination and serfdom. Feudalism is really the science of the elite putting their populations on tiny pieces of property and using environmental controls to dominate and keep people at a subsistence level. And so that's the new system that we're going back into, the old system, neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom. And but they'll tell you how much they love you and how they care about you and how great it's going to be for you. But you can feel in your guts things are getting worse. Let's go ahead and take more calls here. That caller, last caller, DJ, was asking, how do people listen who don't have a computer? Well, if you don't have an AM or FM affiliate in your area, call that local mom or pop station and tell them, please pick up the Alex Jones Show. That's how we get new affiliates. Or you'll get a shortwave radio. You can listen anywhere in the country during the day on 9.985 at night, 3210. Or go to the library. You can go to the website, prisonplanet.tv, and listen to a lot of the audio interviews. I mean, it's all out there. So that's how you do it. Let's go ahead and now go to Ray in Maryland. Ray, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. I was wanting to know, I heard that you was talking about that president, like on the Schwarzenegger the other day, running for next year, 2008.
Yes, he's openly getting his ducks lined up to have a repeal of the 22nd Amendment, the two bills introduced, House and Senate. Got heavy hitters on both sides of the aisle, Ted Kennedy, others.
Oh, yeah.
Orrin Hatch. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I was wanting to know is you ain't mentioned the mayor in New York, the older mayor.
Rudolph Giuliani?
Yes, he was. They're saying that he's supposed to run, too. But I didn't hear you mention him, and I was wanting one more thing, if you could, through your program. You said Kerry and Bush was related, and I was wanting to see maybe if you could talk about that more through the program today.
Sure. Thanks for the call. It came out about a year ago that Bush and Kerry are cousins, and then we posted, and they've admitted it, the fact that they're related on all four sides of their family, and then on every side of each one of those sides of their family. Because you don't just have two sides. You have a mommy, a daddy, and the other side has a mommy and daddy, too. And then they have mommies and daddies. And so going back generation after generation after generation, it's just one bloodline. It's like a breed of German shepherds, or a breed of chihuahuas. And they're all related. They go back to that original. So they say, oh, well, we're all related, too. No, not like this. No, that's not true. I mean, just it's one bloodline. Skull and Bones, yeah, they're all related. And it's come out that Dick Cheney's related to Bush. And, of course, his uncle and grandfather were Skull and Bones members, too. So it's all one bloodline. They keep it in the family, in the Illuminati. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. Doing a great job today.
Thank you.
I guess in one way I feel like one of the few in the crowd. I voted third party on the election. Even though it's not an election, it's an appointment. And even old Eisenhower said that, old President Eisenhower. And a lot of people did have their hopes up that we'd get anyone but Bush, as in Kerry. Well, we didn't get that. So what those people can do and what real conservatives like myself can do, this really is trench warfare, and our weapon is coming from the mouth, the two-edged sword coming from the tongue. And that is, the tongue is the two-edged sword. And this is word of mouth. This is trench warfare, and we are having to talk with our neighbors, and I got into a yelling argument with my neighbor just yesterday. And
was your neighbor engaging in Kerry or Bush worship?
Yeah, he was. He was worshiping the office of president and gaining the word of God from the television, as is normal.
Perhaps he should move to North Korea, where they properly worship great leaders, or maybe go to Cuba, where they worship maximum leaders.
Well, I'll tell you, I was kind of unexpected too, because we didn't start up our little meeting there as a political discussion, so I kind of got a little irate, but I was realizing, this is what we got. We got a supposedly all conservative, even though it's neo-conservative, like neo-fascist. But anyway, it's supposedly all conservative now, all the branches of our government. So why can't they just go ahead and close the borders, for one?
I want to hear about this. So you said this to this person, and I bet they just threw a fit. Shut up, communist!
They were calmer than me.
Oh, really? Okay, well, stay there. We'll hear a little bit more from you and more calls coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dylan, Ken, Bert, Jay, Brett, many others, your calls are coming up. It's always good to hear from the ladies, too, when they can get through on the lines. Your calls are coming up. Of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy will be joining us again on this Thursday edition, November 4th, 2004. Of course, Yasser Arafat died. They announced this about, 45 minutes ago. Bush said some other things in his press conference. We'll be going over that. More on the expanding war in Iraq, more on the election fraud. We'll be covering all of it. Just please pay attention because this is important. The real crisis, and I've been saying this the last year, comes after the election in the next year. The globalists need to orchestrate more terror attacks as a pretext for the national draft, as a pretext for all this new legislation. And, you know, the economy and just the basis of what our society's built on is in trouble. That's why they've been gearing up this police state. And it's just an insurance policy. They're the oldest dehydrated storable foods company in the U.S. I got a year's supply for two people from them. I was so impressed, and I bought storable food before and thought it was great. These guys dwarf everything. It's all grown, put together here in America, except for the banana slices. They're nitrogen-packed. Again, Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the nation. Food units need no refrigeration. They last over 10 years because they're nitrogen-packed. which vastly extends their shelf life. The food units are compact and be customized to fit your individual needs. And they've got a bunch of different specials. They got deals that are already a couple hundred bucks off on a year's supply of food and then free shipping, a couple other specials. Just give them a call. Ask about their, you know, get a brochure or a catalog. Get some storable food. And then if nothing bad happens in the next few years, which I hope doesn't, but it's good to be prepared, you can eat this insurance policy. It's an insurance policy you will be able to use, and it's just so well-priced and such high quality. Give them a call right now and tell them you're calling about the Alex Jones special, 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or readyreservefoods.com. They have a banner at the bottom of Infowars.com over to them as well, 800-453-2202. And then just briefly also, we have slash prices on all of my films. I got the 9/11 Expose the Inside Job special where you get four 9/11 videos, my two 9/11 videos, Eric Huffman's video, George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion video. That's over 9 hours of high-quality produced total details of 9/11. And Paul Watson's book, a $19 value, for $59.95. Now, that it would be over $110 if you got all that at regular price. $59.95, a $53 discount. So that's just one of the new specials. If you get my DVD, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long. This is just on the DVD. It is $24.95. Get each additional copy for $5.95. Why am I doing that? Because I want you to get four or five copies and give them as gifts. Instead of a fruitcake nobody will eat or a tie nobody's going to wear, but give it to them early and unlock minds. Or get one copy and make copies of it. I don't care. Just get the information out to people. Bottom line, go look at the new specials, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or sign up for 15 cents a day. At PrisonPlanet.tv to watch all 11 of my films, read my book online, Paul Watson's book online. One ebook usually costs $6, $7. You get two ebooks, 11 films, my weekly TV reports, all the best audio interviews I do, 15 cents a day. So again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to see it all online, or call toll free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, Dylan in Texas. You're talking to a neighbor. You get in an argument with him. Is this person a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, he voted for Bush. And another gentleman there, another fellow neighbor from down the way, had also. But these people are salt of the earth people, Alex. These are great neighbors. I know their whole family, and they would do anything for you. And they're not apt to call the cops unnecessarily for these.
Yeah, that's what empowers the New World Order, is all these well-meaning cops and firemen and school teachers and auto mechanics and doctors are good people and are naive. But go ahead.
Well, these good neighbors, they really are well-meaning, and they really do well in the community. The father, the senior of the family, he's known all his life for helping everyone in the community. Anyway, but, you know, as is usual with a lot of Americans today, get most all their news information just from sitting in front of the TV.
So, and the whole false left-right debate. So, when we went to the break, you were explaining to him that...
Yeah, see, I was liberated this time. I didn't feel anxious about the election because I knew the guy I voted for president wasn't going to get elected.
So you voted on principle, but I mean, just in a nutshell, because I got to let you in a second. You started saying to him what?
I called him on, well, do you think he's really conservative? And he started to mention something about, well, it goes two ways, as if I'm defending Kerry. And I said, oh, no. These related guys in this international crime syndicate destroying our country, they're both going to hell. That's just one way. And I started telling him how there's going to be a draft next year. That's what I feel. And
well, the head of the Selective Service last week said we've got to have a draft. We're not saying there's going to be one. They've introduced the legislation. They say they need one. And did you bring up the open borders? Did you bring up Bush for the assault weapons ban?
Well,
did you bring
I didn't have time to. I focused on, see, he has children, and one or two of them is either about to be or is of draft
age. Okay, so what happened?
So he denied and he denied, and I just, you know, I took a walk after that, but then I got it clear in my head. Okay, we have a supposed conservative government all around in all the three supposed branches. So why can't we close the borders, first of all? I mean, that's big enough that they're not closing the borders. Is that not a conservative issue?
We've got less
There's no excuses.
We've got less Border Patrol. Yeah, they've got this record majority in the Senate, record in the House. They've got the legislative coverage. So they've
so
got
even people who wanted Kerry to get in, people, you can use this to your advantage. Focus on hitting your supposed conservative voting neighbor on, well, why aren't the traditional conservative agendas going to be fulfilled now?
Well, Bush was already claiming today he couldn't get stuff passed because, quote, partisanship. He's got a majority. They've got 30-plus of the state governors. They got even more of the legislatures. They've got the Supreme Courts. They got the federal courts. They got everything. Thanks for the call. No, I mean that's my point here. I mean, let's put the money where the mouth is now. And you watch. You're going to see the age of big government, the age of tyranny, the national ID card, Patriot Act 2, everything. Ken in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Morning, Alex. Before I talk to you about the election, I'd just like to let you know the new frequency that this show is on, the second hour, in this area anyway, it barely comes in. And you can hear a transmitter go on like 2 minutes before the second hour, and like you are just totally faded out. You're in and out, and then when the second hour expires, the third hour is fine. The first hour and the third hour is fine, but the second hour is...
Okay, nothing I can do about it. But go ahead.
Our previous caller pretty much summarized the deception. You know, people who say they're conservative voted for Bush, and he's not. It reminds me of the prophecy in 2 Thessalonians in the Bible where God supposedly said, or Paul says that, because they believe a lie, I send them a strong delusion. And if anybody doesn't fit the characteristic of a false prophet, then this president, I don't know of anybody who does. And you look at the map, it's the same thing pretty much as 2000. And I didn't vote. But there were two reasons why Bush should have been removed from office, either through elections or impeachment. 9/11 and Iraq. 9/11 happened during his presidency. Borders were wide open, just like his daddy. You know, he believes in internationalism and people coming here, and we're a nation of immigrants and all this stuff. And Iraq, supposedly it was WMD, and supposedly he was complicit with Al-Qaeda. Neither one of those things were true. The Democrats didn't do anything about it, just like the Republicans did nothing about Clinton. So,
well, that's what they do. They have the Republicans and Democrats fight on the surface. Meanwhile, they're for the same agenda, and the public gets captured in one spectrum of the false spectrum.
Right.
One half of the fake spectrum. I mean, I talked to hundreds of Democrats on air. Hundreds in the streets are like, "We got to vote for Kerry. He'll stop the war. He'll stop the Patriot Act." I'm like, "No, he wants more of it."
You know, do you think a lot of old Democrats, like 60s Dove Democrats, that are against American interventionism and foreign wars and imperialism, you think they either stayed home or didn't vote or in this election?
Well, look, I mean, we had record turnouts, and a lot of evidence points towards Kerry really winning some of these states. We got photos of Republican with George Bush things pulling up, grabbing the ballots and throwing them into trucks that drove off into the distance in Ohio, and just massive fraud all over the place, even here in Texas. And you notice Kerry just took a dive. Because it was staged from the beginning. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
I appreciate it. Bert in Ohio. Bert, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing, Alex? Hey, last night, Coast to Coast, that was a great show. You did an awesome job. I just wanted to ask you, I took some of your advice with that 9/11 film you produced, and I showed it to my pastor, and I'm kind of like drawing a blank because he's asking me a bunch of questions that I really don't have the answers for. Do you have any type of follow-up?
Well, what type of questions? I mean,
well, he was just asking. He found it hard to believe that the Patriot Act was actually, you know, geared towards domestic terrorism as opposed to you know, foreign because it was his.
Well, this is what, I'm not saying your pastor's bad, but I mean, this is what a lot of these authority figures, supposed authority figures do. He doesn't want to put you down, so he just goes, okay, let me put it back in your court. What about this? What about that? And then you, no, you tell him, no, if 10% of this is true, then you have a responsibility to go investigate this. And, Pastor, you can hit pause on the VHS or DVD. Alex says Section 802. Alex says Section 213. Pastor, you can go to thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress, and type this in. You can go read it for yourself. If you find it hard to believe that it's for the general public, go to my website, prisonplanet.com, and type into the search engine, Patriot Act used on U.S. citizens, and a special subsection pops up. And we have, you know, Rubik's Cube woman at the toy store last week selling Rubik's Cubes that might have been a knockoff. So Homeland Security hits her hard. A kid caught with half ounce of marijuana, charged under terrorism, no jury. County commissioner takes $4,000 to give somebody more parking spaces and bid rigging. Las Vegas, you know, arrested, you know, under Patriot Act. Rush Limbaugh's medical record seized, violating his privacy under Patriot Act. I mean, you know, just example after example. And so you go print that off, and you walk in there with a 3-inch stack of 25, 40, 50 stories. You go, okay, here you go. You find it hard? And he'll go, well, I still find it hard. You go, okay, well, I'm leaving your church then.
Okay, well, he's not, now hold on, Alex. He's not saying that what you're saying is not true. He's just saying that he's got to investigate these things for himself.
Well, good, then that's great. Okay. I was getting that you were just saying, I find it hard to believe. Somebody, I find it hard to believe, you know, but there's the evidence.
Well, actually, he went out and bought a shortwave radio, and he's listening to you right now, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then he's, listen, then let me be clear. I said, I don't know about your pastor. I'm sure he's great. I'm talking about preachers and people that ignore all this. If he's seeking the truth, if he is investigating what you said, then that is a wonderful person. Because all I ask people to do is not believe me, but they better check out what I'm saying, because they're going to find out it's true.
And there's one other thing that I'm very concerned about, and I want to hear what your take is on it, and that's the EMF over broadband, because a lot of my friends, including myself, listen to you on shortwave.
Well, the National Association of Radio Broadcasters has condemned it. That's mainstream as it gets. And that's CBS and Clear Channel. The National Association of Ham Radio Operators, they've condemned it. The head of it out of Fort Worth condemned it. It's already affecting AM radio. It's even worse for shortwave. Blasting information down power lines, turning them all into broadcast towers.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how shortwave works. That's how AM works. You run up a long cable, up a pole, or stretched out from pole to pole, and you run high voltage through it with a transmission of data. Well, they're going to turn every of these big power lines into giant shortwave broadcasters.
That's
a side effect. They're transferring the data down it point to point. But you ever notice when you're listening to AM or shortwave in your car, and you drive under a power line and it cuts out?
Yes, sir.
That's the natural transmissions coming off of it. Or like you ever brought your AM radio over by the dishwasher and it cuts out?
Right.
That's because that spinning centrifugal metal force is creating a gravitational vortex and spewing off different types of atoms and quarks and different systems, and so that's interfering with your antenna pickup.
Okay. Now they said the FCC has already passed legislation in favor of it, and my question to you, sir, is how do your listeners and other people who listen to you by shortwave can get involved with this thing since it's already been passed through to a certain degree?
Hey, Clear Channel. I mean, even Clear Channel said this is going to hurt AM radio and big industry. I mean the FEMA came out and said, well, our emergency backup system's on shortwave, single sideband, and we have, you know, 100,000 trained people with us around the country. What are you doing? And so even big money interests are against it, and the feds say, we don't care, we're going to do it. Now, there will be more heat as, you know, as they turn these on across the country and it starts blacking stuff out, then you're going to see a backlash. So, you know, it's kind of like we got to be punched in the face before we'll do something. Just the threat of being punched in the face isn't going to do it.
Okay. And just one last note is I got nothing but admiration and respect for you, sir, and I really appreciate you being there for us. and doing what you do, and thank you very much.
Oh, well, I appreciate you guys. I'm just an average person fighting the New World Order. I've made it my life's work to study this. That's why I'm informed on the subject. You can become more informed than I am. Many of you are. Let's talk to Jay in Indiana. Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate the point that he just made about we all commend you on the work you do, and I've been picking up on you now for about a week, I think, is all I've been getting into, and I've changed my view on a lot of things, and actually trying to spread the word around the workplace, but not going so hot as far as that goes. Like you said, there's a lot of skeptics out there that don't believe what you tell them, and even sometimes what they see, they try to make sense out of, so you don't.
Well, stay there. We'll talk about this. Yeah, there's a federal plan to start making federal workers take chips. Oh, you're a crazy coot. Then it comes out on the news, and I go, well, maybe it's a good idea. You know, any excuse to mentally decide that there's not a threat so you don't have to take action. So we'll talk about it when we get back, Jay, and then I talk to Brett and others. 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Dennis Cuddy coming up and a bunch of news.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Dr. Dennis Cuddy coming up. Post-election analysis. Yasser Arafat dead. Died this morning. A lot of news coming up. Jay in Indiana, finish up what you were saying.
Trying to explain to people at work about the whole situation. And in fact, dealing with Tex Mars and stuff like that, I've been reading up on a bunch of his stuff as well, and went through and showed one of my fellow employees one of the 9/11 in plain sight video clips that was on a website there, and still didn't believe, you know, how this could be a conspiracy to, you know, with the Illuminati and the New World Order and such, that it's almost impossible to explain to people that don't want to believe it.
Well, what you need to bring them, if you're trying to prove 9/11, is bring them something like the Northwoods document and go, all right, here's a 15-page report printed off the Library of Congress, an official U.S. government plan where they explain why they want to hijack jets by remote control and crash them.
Sure.
And then blame it on foreign enemies. So,
yeah, I actually stumbled across that the other day when I was looking through some stuff and explained it again to the same employee. And the same response I keep getting is, well, why would anybody want to do that?
In the document. They say if we kill a bunch of people, we can then list their names in the newspapers, and that will cause a helpful wave of indignation.
Exactly.
I mean, it's real simple. Why did Hitler blow up his own Reichstag, firebomb it, to say, see, our capital's been burned, martial law to stop the enemy? I mean, Nero couldn't deal with the Christians. They were becoming too popular in Rome, so he burned down part of the city and blamed them. People were real glad to kill him after that. I mean, has this guy ever heard of a frame-up?
You know? The person I'm trying to explain it to is she actually is about 30-some, and she doesn't really follow the political aspect of things.
Well, that's the big thing, is the average person isn't evil, or have open, conscious, evil intent. And so, you know, we're all sinners, but doesn't have conscious, you know, willfully evil, willfully wicked, premeditatedly dark, you know, in a dark fashion. So they just went, why would somebody else be bad? And that's why people get in cars with serial killers, because they just can't believe it's going to happen to them. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Jay. Brett in Washington. Brett, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, Alex, I have a 20-year-old son. He just recently took on a security guard duty job, and they've got him, Alex, doing police work. They put him, one of his first posts or scenarios was a hostile environment, domestic call. Doing police work, he's had no formal training. He's dealing with people with weapons.
For those that don't know, I was given this about a month ago, and it's still out in my truck by a security guard I've known for a couple years. And they've told him during an emergency they're going to be used as law enforcement, and even gave me the training manuals for this. And absolutely.
They're not even training him, Alex. He took no oath to the Constitution, and he had to go out and buy his own body armor.
No, I know. This is what they do, and they are, now again, they claim it's to fight terror, but notice what you just said. It's domestic disturbances, it's drugs, it's whatever. See, everything is terror. It's like Puffer Belly Toys in St. Helens, you know, a town of 2,000 people. The lady's got a 2,000-square-foot little shop at Puffer Belly Toys selling a legal Rubik's Cube knockoff, and Homeland Security comes in without an order and just says, take it down right now.
Yeah. They're using these young people like that for guinea pigs, Alex. Just so you know, this is going on up there in the western part of Washington State. He lives about 60 miles south of Seattle.
I didn't know it was the same area, but this is happening everywhere. Hey, wait till the high school kids are in gray uniforms.
Yeah.
With short M16s. They've been training them for that in West Virginia for a few years, but under Secure Corps, it's going to be everywhere. Giant squads of young punks will be right back.
Berkey Water.